so good. First time ever going for 190, so yeah, it felt good.
Take me through the play over top of the two guys down the field. I guess a double moss, is that what that was? What did you see there?
So yeah, I think the play was actually designed for Tyler. And I was just doing my job, running for the love of the game, and I look up, the ball's in the air, I'm like, holy. All right, so and then I had to go make a play, and, you know, it was over two people. It's probably one of the greatest plays in my career, so felt good for sure.
You got to watch it a lot on the replay. They were looking at it. Were you wondering what had actually happened, if you definitely did have the catch?
Oh, no, I knew I caught it. Yeah, I knew
I caught
it.
Do you think the orange gloves helped them decide that you caught it because of the, it was pretty clear you had it?
I know, because, you know, obviously if the ball hit the ground and it, you know, moves a little bit, it didn't move. So, I mean, I had a good tight grip on it, so, yeah.
Think it'll make you got lost for me?
Probably.
You didn't on the last one, so maybe this one.
I might, yeah, we'll see. I mean.
There's been different times. You had a big game, and Jamar hasn't. Jamar's had a big game, and you haven't. And Tyler's had a big game. Today, all three of you and Joe Mixon combined rushing and receiving. How much did today showcase how versatile you guys can be, maybe all at the same time?
Yeah, man. Show people what we can do, and now that we have seen it, that's our standard now. And hopefully, we can keep going and keep this momentum moving into Kansas City next week.
I think it was the Jets game that was really the first game for you this season that it seemed like you were looking like yourself from last year. What do you think has been the biggest reason why you've been able to have the second half of the season that you have?
Just locked in. You know, the first half I was, you know, battling injuries, you know, and I was, you know, playing nervous with the injury, you know, not trying to hurt it again. But, you know, I just told myself, man, let's just go out there and be you, play your game. And that's what I was able to do so far, and it's been pretty good, so.
How different did they play you compared to the last time in Baltimore? How different was their defense?
They played a lot more zone, I think, you know, this game, and we was able to, you know, exploit them boys, and I was able to get open in those open zones. So,
T, what is it like playing with Joe Burrow on a day like today?
Man, it's amazing. So when he's on fire like that, man, he's just, all your job is to do is just get open. He's going to find you, so.
The fourth down completion, Zach was saying that's kind of a play you guys work all the time. He has a lot of confidence in it. But still, that was, I guess, fourth and four, and he threw it on a rope to you. Are you that confident in that, in Burrow, that it's fourth and four?
You know, once the play is called, it's my job to get open. It's Joe's job to, you know, get it to one of us. And whoever the ball goes to, it's our job to catch it. And, I mean, that's what I do. I mean, that's what I do for a living, so.
Zach was saying he's trying to get this team to develop a killer instinct. You think that's happening, and what does that mean to you? What is that to have a killer instinct?
Yeah, I think it's happening. Like I said earlier, we see what we can do now. It's our standard, and hopefully we can keep it going.
T, what did you think as you saw some of the – they had how many guys they had down in their secondary this week? You're looking – a lot of these guys didn't even play the first time. Were you thinking this could be a day for 525? Are you guys thinking like that?
No. You know, obviously they had some starters out, but it's the NFL. Everybody's good. I mean, it's the best of the best, right? And we looked at it as, you know, if they were starting the first game, if they've been starting, you know, the whole year, and we just got to go out there and play our game.
Are you going to do anything with the game ball you got?
Well, put it in a trophy case, something. Shoot, my best game ever? Yeah, I got to put that one up, for sure.
Killer instinct is one thing, but you guys are up by three touchdowns, fourth quarter, still taking deep shots. Were you trying to send a message that there's a changing of the guard in this division, that type of thing?
I have no clue. I was just out there running what it was called. So.
Are you thinking a lot? Are you thinking, you know, why are we still attacking here at all? Or are you just, mm-mm, are you hoping, you trying to get as many yards as possible?
Shoot. I mean, if we still attacking, we still attacking. That's what he was calling. So, let's keep going. That's how I looked at it.
Did you know Joe was close to 500? Did you have any idea?
I had no clue. Yeah, no clue.
See, the one thing that this team has struggled with is to stack more than two wins in a row. So, what's the one big thing that has to change? And
Yeah, we just got to be laser lock focused this week. We know Kansas City's a really good team, and we just got to come in here Monday, tomorrow, and just be locked in, and be locked in the whole week, and hopefully we can have the same performance that we did today next Sunday.
If you look at what's tripped you up the last time you've gotten, the last few times you've gotten two in a row, is there any trend?
Not that I know of. We just not getting the job done, and we look forward to getting it done this next Sunday. So.
Who's on the chart?
Oh yeah, that's my best friend. He died a few years back. Feels good, because I wore him coming into the game, and man, I ain't gonna do it right now, y'all. Y'all gonna make me cry. So yeah, man, it's just good to have him, watching over me, having a game like this. So.
He was his name.
It's Isaiah. Thank you.
Thank you.